No, the cabinet was meant to be held yesterday, but it's going to be held today. And you know that last week the Prime Minister announced that his party had suspended the disengagement from ZANU-PF. What it basically means is that they've gone back to engage ZANU-PF and in those two institutions of government that they had suspended the engagement, that is cabinet and the Council of Ministers. So they are meeting tomorrow in cabinet, and obviously they're going to do what is done in cabinet, but the Prime Minister is going to address cabinet tomorrow and basically talk about issues of the disengagement and his expectations on the way forward.
What is the expectation of the MDC, the Prime Minister, in Wednesday's cabinet meeting?
Well, I think the Prime Minister is expecting there to be cooperation. He's expecting there to be sincerity. He's expecting seriousness. If there is to be hope, so he's expecting those are his expectations: sincerity, seriousness, and cooperation for there to be hope for the future for the country.
When the Prime Minister met President Robert Mugabe, he said that he was not pleased with the way things are moving. What is going to be different?
It will be the same issue, but the difference is that we've come out of a Troika summit in Mozambique, which came about as a result of the disengagement from government, as a result of the disengagement from ZANU-PF by the Prime Minister and the political party that he leads. So this Troika organ, the organ Troika, gave directive. They gave a resolution on what should be done in Zimbabwe. They said the Prime Minister must suspend his disengagement from ZANU-PF forthwith, and that all the three political parties in Zimbabwe must start talking, and also that the outstanding issues of the global political agreement should be implemented in full without further ado, and that the new facilitator in the name of Jacob Zuma, the president of South Africa, who visits Zimbabwe after 2 weeks to assess progress. And barring that visit by President Zuma, Organ Troika is expecting all outstanding issues to have been implemented by the 6th of December. So that is what is going to characterize engagement in the 30 days from the 6th of November, when a resolution was passed by Organ Troika in Maputo, Mozambique.
James, a decision of an ultimatum about a period within ZANU-PF is expected to implement the global political agreement. Do you think your partners would agree by implementing the global political agreement?
Well, look, it's what choice do we have in Zimbabwe? You know, The global political agreement is the reason there is a government in Zimbabwe. What it basically means is that it should be implemented. Without the global political agreement, without the SADC communique of January 2009, then there is no government. And everybody, right-thinking members of Zimbabwe, everyone who has Zimbabwe had, wants this government to continue. Nobody wants us to slide back to 2008. And if people do not want to fly back to 2008, the logical thing to do is implement the resolution of the GPA. Implement all outstanding issues of the GPA and set a communique of January 2009. So it's not a question of there being an ultimatum or not, but it's a question of life and death for Zimbabwe, for this transitional inclusive government. The GPA must be implemented in full. Further communique of January 2009 must be implemented in full. That is the only logical thing to do in Zimbabwe at the moment.